This is Akashwani, the news read by V.C. Pramod. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate localized production of hybrid battery electrodes and flag off battery electric vehicle exports to 100 countries at Hansalpur near Ahmedabad in Gujarat today morning. Mr. Modi will also address the gathering on the occasion. A report from our correspondent.
In a shining example of a Make in India initiative success, the Prime Minister will inaugurate and flag off the Suzuki's first global strategic battery electric vehicle, BEV, manufactured in India. These Made in India BEV are set to be exported to more than 100 countries, including key markets like Europe and Japan. Taking a giant leap towards self-reliance in clean energy, the PM will also launch the next phase of India's battery ecosystem with the start of local production of hybrid battery electrodes at the Gujarat-based TDS lithium-ion battery plant. This joint venture is expected to accelerate the domestic manufacturing and drive innovation in clean energy technologies. Interestingly, over 80% of battery's value will now be locally produced, which will boost India's green manufacturing footprint. Aparna Khund, Akashwani News, Ahmedabad.
Earlier yesterday, Mr. Modi emphasized that the interests of farmers, cattle rearers and small entrepreneurs are of utmost importance to the nation. He affirmed that India would not allow any harm to these groups under any pressure. Prime Minister was addressing a large gathering after inaugurating and laying the foundation stone for development projects worth over 5,400 crore rupees at Kodalgram ground in Ahmedabad.
Duniya mein aarthik swarth wali rajniti sab koi apna karne mein laga hai. Usse hum bhali bhanti dekh rahe hain. Mere desh ke laghu udyami ho, kisan ho, pashupalak ho. हर किसी के लिए मैं आपको बार बार वादा करता हूं मोदी के लिए आपके ही सर्वोपरि है.
Union Finance Ministry has introduced a one-time one-way switch facility from the newly introduced Unified Pension Scheme UPS to the National Pension System NPS. According to an official notification, this facility is available to UPS subscribers up to 1 year before their superannuation or 3 months before voluntary retirement. Employees facing dismissal, removal or disciplinary action will not be eligible. Once the switch is exercised, employees will no longer be entitled to UPS benefits, including assured payouts. The government has set up a 3 high-level committees to celebrate the 150th birth anniversaries of Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel and tribal icon Birsa Munda and birth centenary of Atal Bihari Vajpayee. According to the Union Culture Ministry, Prime Minister Modi will be the chairman of all the 3 committees. The committee is tasked to approve plans, program, supervise and guide the commemoration ceremony across the country. The Election Commission of India, ECI, has announced that it has received documents from 99.11% of electors in Bihar, with 7 days still remaining in the claims, objections and documents period under the Special Intensive Revision, SIR, of electoral rolls in the state. According to the ECI, this reflects an average daily collection rate of 1.64%. With the deadline set for September 1st, only 0.89% of electors are yet to submit their documents. The commission noted that the collection drive carried out with the help of booth-level officers, BLOs and volunteers is expected to be completed ahead of schedule, much like the earlier enumeration exercise. The Indian Navy will commission advanced stealth frigates Udayagiri and Himgiri at Naval Base Vishakhapatnam today. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh will preside over the ceremony. This will be the first occasion when 2 frontline surface combatants constructed at 2 different shipyards will be commissioned simultaneously, underscoring the growing maritime importance of India's eastern seaboard. In badminton, India's H.S. Pranoy is set to begin his campaign at the BWF World Championships in Paris today. He will face Finland's Joakim Oldorf in the first-round clash, carrying the country's hopes in the men's singles after an early exit for Lakshya Sen. With Sen now out, all eyes turn to Pranoy to keep India's singles challenge alive in Paris. And that is the end of this news bulletin.